First John chapter 1. You want to turn your Bibles? First John chapter 1. Last week we looked at the book, understood the key word was love, and also to know. Looked at the key verse with chapter 5:13. Look at that first a few verses where Jesus Christ is introduced as the word of life. Tonight, John emphasizes the importance of fellowship in the light. The light of Jesus Christ. Starting in verse 5, the Bible says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." So walk in the light. It's the title of the message. Let's pray. Lord, we ask for your wisdom tonight and your presence. You would use your word in our hearts, Lord. May we just come expecting to hear from you. Push aside the distractions. Just allow you to work in our hearts and lives to grow us in your faith. And so meet with us now, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, God is light. That's a very important statement there in verse 5. God is light. When Jesus Christ came in John chapter 8, he said, "I am the light of the world." And Jesus, by claiming to be the light of the world, was claiming to be God. Of course, he is God. But it says, "In him is no darkness at all." Our God is holy. Our God is light. Our God is perfect, perfectly righteous, no darkness at all. And we, as God's children, get to enter that light at salvation. As we'll see there in verse 7. But God explains that there's always, and you're going to see a lot of this in the book of 1 John, God, he's going to compare the doctrinal and the experiential. We're going to see a verse later on, the Bible says that if you're in God, you don't sin. But we know that we sin every day. So what does he mean? Well, doctrinally, when we're saved, we're justified in Jesus Christ, we're righteous. There is no more sin on our account. And so you're going to see that happen in this book a lot, where he compares the two. Notice he says in verse 6, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." Well, that's true. If we're fellowshipping with the Lord, if we're close to God, we're not walking in darkness. Those two things are incompatible. The Bible says, "What communion hath light with darkness?" in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. None. So if we're walking in darkness, then we're not fellowshipping with the Lord. And this passage is primarily about fellowship. Who are we fellowshipping with? Are we fellowshipping with God and one another, the light, or are we fellowshipping with darkness? So go over to 1 Corinthians 1, if you would, where the Bible again talks about this important word, fellowship. You know, we often use that word in describing a get-together. We say we're going to have a fellowship. That's a Bible word for Christians to get together and spend time together in the Lord. And it's scriptural to spend time with God in fellowship. Notice 1 Corinthians 1:9. "God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." So isn't that interesting? Here we see it's talking about fellowship with the Father in 1 John. Talks about fellowship with the Son in 1 Corinthians. And then there's a verse in Philippians 2:1 that says, "If there be any fellowship of the Spirit." They're all three mentioned in the New Testament. Fellowship with the Father, fellowship with the Son, fellowship with the Holy Ghost. And God wants us to be in fellowship with him. And of course, that takes place in prayer. It takes place when we assemble. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." But if we choose to walk in darkness, we are not in fellowship with God. That's what it says there in verse 6. If we walk in darkness, we are lying. If we are claiming that we are fellowshipping with God the Father. God even gives us some Bible examples of people like this. We looked at one in 2 Peter. Remember Lot? The Bible says Lot, 2 Peter chapter 2, it says he was saved, but he was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And how do we know he was saved? Because that passage says he was just and he was righteous. we don't see any just and righteous behavior coming out of Lot. So his righteousness and justification must have been through God, just as ours is. But it says he was vexed. He chose to live in Sodom and Gomorrah, and he was vexed by being around it all the time, that wickedness. And he was walking in darkness, even though he was one of God's children. Christians can choose to walk in darkness. Notice Ephesians 5:11, if you would, where again we are warned about this danger of walking in darkness. Because, let's face it, it's there. The devil's real. He uses darkness to tempt us. And you know what he wants? He wants Christians to walk in darkness. Because if they are, they're not fellowshipping with the Father, and they're not effective for Jesus Christ. He knows that. Notice Ephesians 5:11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. There it is again. There's that word fellowship. Don't fellowship, he says, with the unfruitful works of darkness. And we're told in James 4:4 that if you're a friend of the world, you're the enemy of God. So John is making it clear here that we are saved if we've trusted Jesus Christ, but are we in fellowship with the Father, with God? That's our choice. Now, we are doctrinally, we're his child, we're going to heaven, that's done. But that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about our daily lives. Are we in fellowship with the light? Or are we in fellowship with the darkness? So notice verse 7, which is kind of the key verse of the passage. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light. So that word walk, that's an important word. That's talking about moving forward, right? Which God wants us to do as Christians. He wants us to move forward. There's a verse in Galatians that says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. In other words, if we're born again, we live in the Spirit. We have the Spirit of God. We're his temple. But that doesn't mean we're walking in the Spirit. God says, if we walk in the light, moving forward, making progress, we're walking in the light, doing things for God through the power of God, then he's going to talk about fellowship more, as we see in a moment. So look at 1 Peter 2:9, where we'll see that it's already true doctrinally that we're in the light if we're Christians. But what God is talking about here, he wants it to be true doctrinally and experientially. If we're saved, we're in the light. We're part of God. We're connected to Jesus Christ. Notice 1 Peter 2:9. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The day we were born again, we were called out of darkness into light. What John is saying is, if you're already living in the light, you need to be walking in the light. Walk in the light. And that is a conscious decision. Look at Ephesians 5:8, where again, we're reminded that God wants us to walk what is already true. He's talking here about our testimony. He's talking here about our effectiveness for Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:8, look what it says. You were sometimes darkness. Well, that's true of everybody. But now, are you light in the Lord? So if we're saved, we were darkness, now we're light. But look at the last phrase. Walk as children of light. There's that word walk again. So live what is already true. We're children of light if we're saved. God wants us now to walk as a child of light. And he says, if we'll do that, go back to our passage, 1 John 1:7, if we will walk in the light, if we will walk what's already true, if we'll walk with Jesus Christ, then we will have sweet fellowship not only with God, but it says with one another. Isn't that beautiful? How many Christians are there out there that want to travel the road to heaven but not in the company of other Christians? That's silly. God wants us to go to heaven together. He wants us to fellowship in the light. Because the Bible says we're in this together. We're going to spend forever together. So we might as well get used to each other down here. Amen? The Bible refers to us in Ephesians 2:19 as fellow citizens. We're all fellow citizens of heaven. You know, even people that we don't agree with doctrinally, they're also fellow citizens if they're saved. We're going to spend forever with them too. We're all fellow citizens, but also the Bible refers to us, and look at Colossians 4:11, as fellow workers. Talk about this word fellowship. If we walk in the light, the Bible says we have fellowship one with another. God wants it to be about each other, him and each other. Notice Colossians 4:11, my fellow workers under the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Oh, look at verse 7, Colossians 4. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. So there we see fellow servant and fellow worker. So not only are we fellow citizens of heaven, but we all are to be working and serving together. And now look at Philippians 2:25. You'll like this one. So we're not only fellow citizens and fellow workers, but the Bible says we're fellow soldiers. God wants us to fight together. I mean, let's face it, an army is a lot more powerful than a single soldier. Amen? Look at Philippians 2:25. Yet I supposed it necessary to send you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier. We are fellow soldiers, we're fellow citizens, we're fellow servants, we're fellow workers. We're in this together. And God says if we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And then he reminds us, verse 7, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, in the next few verses, next week, what we're going to find again is the doctrinal and the experiential. Doctrinally, all of our sins are forgiven. Then why does God tell us to confess our sins in 1 John 1:9? Because he wants us to keep short accounts with God with our daily dirtiness. We're already going to heaven. All of our sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about our fellowship. That can get impacted. The relationship never changes. We're God's children. Nothing the devil can do about that. But the fellowship can change. If we're not walking in the light, if we're walking in darkness, the fellowship with God isn't what it needs to be. And we need to be constantly getting cleansed. And we'll talk more about that next week. We know 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is written to Christians. He's going to say before that, if you say you have no sin, you're a liar. Because we know we all sin. But the key is to be constantly getting cleansed. Remember when Jesus Christ girded himself and washed the disciples' feet? And Peter said, not me, Lord. You know, you're God. I'm a sinner. You shouldn't wash my feet. And Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, you don't have a part in us. And Peter said, well, then wash my head and wash my hands and everything. Jesus said, you only need to have your feet washed. He was trying to teach them something. That he said, you're already clean. Because they'd already trusted Christ, they were already clean. But we get our feet dirty by walking around in this dirty world. And we got to get it cleansed every day through confession. And that is possible when we come to God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. So this is all about fellowship. Are we fellowshipping with God or are we fellowshipping with darkness? It's our choice. We can walk in the light or we can walk in the darkness. Walking in the darkness, verse 6. Walking in the light, verse 7. If we're walking in the light, not only are we closer to God and fellowshipping with God, but it says we're fellowshipping with each other too. The right kind of fellowship. Which is what God wants because we're fellow citizens, we're fellow soldiers, we're fellow workers. God wants us to go to heaven together and fight together. And along the way, be constantly cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we can maintain that sweet fellowship with our Lord. So walk in the light. That's the key. How are we walking? It's up to us. We're walking in the light, walking in the darkness. We have the power to do one or the other with God's help. And we should be walking in the light, so we'll have fellowship one with another and be constantly getting cleansed of our daily sins. What a blessed passage. Let's pray.